I'm standing just a few steps off Broadway at the famed Film Society of Lincoln Center in New York, where Czech cinema is under the spotlight. 6 days, 16 films, 10 guest speakers. The series, The Ironic Curtain, Czech cinema since the Velvet Revolution.
Laura Blum is co-curator of the series, together with the Film Society of Lincoln Center. She says it's a real opportunity to introduce American audiences to the breadth of Czech film made over the last 20 years.
Americans know about the Czech New Wave. That's very celebrated, and they made quite a worldwide splash. But films from 1989 to present, of course, you have Kolya, and you have maybe a hit like Beauty in Trouble, but otherwise they're not well-known, and even those are not terribly well-known. So it was a privilege to be able to bring this body of terrific work to the New York public, and hopefully with catching the attention beyond, and to showcase this extraordinary, it's a set of skills that includes technical mastery, going way back, a wonderful tradition, and a very, very rich storytelling tradition with this irony, with this dark humor. And so I thought that the combination of the tech mastery, the aesthetics, extraordinary camera work, and the storytelling was really something to boast about.
Given the large number of Czech films produced over the last two decades, Blum said it was difficult to choose, but she had decided to select films that were emblematic of longing and unrequited desires. Other themes she looked for included the inability to master one's fate, an elusive sense of control, and the fine line between dreams and disillusionments, she said.
Blum's partner, Jeff Hush, is a filmmaker and producer who has lived in Prague for the last 15 years. When they were putting the program together, he said he wasn't sure whether the films would resonate differently in New York for different generations of Americans.
I mean, I think older Americans understand the problems of the Second World War, and so they understand the darkness that the Czechs have lived through. It's going to be interesting to see how the younger generation of Americans deal with the kind of melancholy of the Czechs. I suspect, however, with the crisis right now in America, that a lot of younger Americans are more questioning of the rah-rah optimism of capitalism.
The two pictures screened at Ironic Curtain's opening day, The Ferrari Dino Girl and The Kind Revolution, captured many of the dreams and disillusionments inherent in the years 1968 and 1989.
Martin Paloš is Czech ambassador to the United Nations and one of the founding members of Charter 77. At the opening, he said that from a personal perspective, the films were a significant retrospective of events that had shaped and formed his life.
In 1968, I was a teenager. I was just finished my high school and was getting ready to go to university. And then, obviously, this experience, I would say, encounter with freedom of 68 had this very sad end. And then for all the rest, for all of us, to live through the normalization period after that, it was a real difficulty. 89 is obviously reversed, as I said, 68 upside down. The Velvet Revolution is a beautiful example how things can get organized again through the encounter with freedom. In 1989, I think this the presence of freedom in Czechoslovakia, I would say this almost physical presence, certainly can be compared with all revolutionary experiences of other nations and with other revolutionary traditions. But there was something very Czech or Czechoslovak in it, and I think that New Yorkers can get that bohemian spirit in it quite well.
The bohemian spirit was also surely evident in another film shown, Citizen Havel, a fly-on-the-wall documentary following former head of state Václav Havel through two presidential terms, filmed by the late documentary maker Pavel Kutecký.
Mně se třeba ohromně líbí v tom novým právu. Jak se tě ptají, jaký hlavní cíl bude stát před českým prezidentem, a ty odpovíš, podle mě nádherně, přispět politické stabilitě a získat obnovenému státu mezinárodní respekt. Tečka.
Ty ústupek mé identitě, že? Teď bude pořádek. Jsem neodvolatelný.
Kutecký was granted full access to President Havel. From his inauguration as first leader of the newly established Czech Republic in 1993 to his retirement from politics 10 years later, the filmmaker presents an extremely intimate portrait of the playwright and former dissident. Michael Wolfowitz is one of Citizen Havel's producers.
When I came into the project, it really was about to be at a crossroads that none of us anticipated, because I had had the benefit of a couple of really lengthy meetings with the filmmaker, Pavel Kutecký. He was about to have the film digitized. He was still doing one interview with Havel to complete what he wanted to do. He had been the filmmaker from the start of the project. It was his idea. He was going to edit it. It was very, very much his own project. I came back to the United States. We came to a legal producer's agreement. I sent over some money. I sent over some notes as to what some of my initial thoughts were. And very shortly thereafter, tragically, Pavel had an accident while working on another film and died. And so everything was in disarray. The Czech producers, I think, did a very, very good job of thinking about who might be able to take over the project and do it in the spirit of Kutecký as best as possible.
Wolfowitz says it took the new team more than 6 months just to review the 45 hours of sync film footage, an additional 90 hours of wild sound that Kutecký had recorded over the course of more than 10 years.
Kutecký was so far behind the scenes. I mean, he was in such extraordinarily private settings. It's not merely a behind-the-scenes type of documentary. It is almost exclusively a behind-the-scenes documentary. You are generally speaking backstage. The audience is effectively backstage because that's where Kutecký stayed.
Michael Wolfowitz says he believes this is a key time for the film to be seen in the U.S., 20 years after the Velvet Revolution, when a student demonstration helped bring about the end of communism.
To have these echoes of it, and for me to realize that there are people in the Czech Republic who are now adults who never knew what Czechoslovakia was like when it was effectively a colony of the Soviet Empire is just astonishing. So I think to really understand Václav Havel's perspective is very, very important.